MMA Mania, Jesse Holland joins us. Jesse, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, my friend.
Well, disappointing. Aldo, unfortunately, injured, can't fight. Handicap this one, Mendez versus McGregor. How is Mendez going to pull off the upset?
Not sure I'd consider it that much of an upset. When you take a look at what Chad Mendez has done in the featherweight division, I think he is probably, as far as second choices go, you can't do much better than money in this fight. And interestingly enough, the odds haven't changed that much, and I don't think the fanfare has changed that much for this event either.
Jesse, is there a key for Mendez, though? Is there one strength that works for him against a guy like McGregor?
Well, I think when you look at what Mendez has done in this division and how he came up, we all know that his bread and butter is definitely wrestling. He's a two-time All-American out of Cal Poly, and if there's anybody who can put McGregor on his back, it's going to be Mendez. And let's be honest, we don't know what kind of takedown defense McGregor has. We've seen him get dragged to the floor by Dennis Seaver, who probably isn't the best representative of the best wrestlers of this division. So I think at some point Mendez is going to get this fight to the floor. And even if he doesn't, that style of offense, the ability to drive a fighter into the cage, to disrupt rhythm, to upset timing, to suffocate, to eliminate space inside the cage, where a guy like McGregor does masterful work, if he can take those weapons away, we could be looking at a five-round decision that not only bores the crowd, but sends McGregor to the back of the line.
Yeah, well, which would be very interesting. You know, there are a lot of people that don't like him just because he's so outlandish and outspoken. Break down his strengths, and is there a weakness that Mendez can attack?
I think the big issue with McGregor, and I think a lot of people gave this kind of grief to John Jones when he was coming up. I don't know if you remember, right before UFC 128, John Jones was signing championship belts. John Jones, light heavyweight champion, before he even fought Shogun. And I think we're seeing a lot of the same thing here. McGregor certainly talks a lot, and I think the big problem the fans have is he hasn't really backed it up yet. Yes, he's won five in a row. He's finished four of those opponents, but he hasn't really fought the best of the best. He hasn't had that one big signature win. He could get it this weekend, and that will pretty much legitimize him in this division. As far as his weaknesses, boy, I tell you, he's looked sensational so far inside the cage. And Mendez, we know he gets hit a lot, but on the other side of that coin, so does McGregor. Can he take a couple of shots from Mendez? I think this one could come down to cardio.
Interesting. If McGregor somehow manages to avoid spending much time on the mat, does Mendez strike well enough to win that way in your mind, if he has to?
If this fight takes place 18 months ago, 2 years ago, absolutely not. But I think what we saw from Chad Mendez under the tutelage of Dwayne Ludwig, what he did at UFC 179 in a stand-up battle against Jose Aldo, who was a killer on the feet, I say this from fight to fight, the evolution of Chad Mendez has just been incredible. What concerns me is the reach in this fight. And what concerns me for McGregor is going five rounds. Conor McGregor makes a brutal weight cut to make 145 because he's so huge. But that comes to his advantage on fight night. Can he do that for five rounds? I don't know.
Jesse Holland joins us from MMA Mania. Jesse, of course, Canadians will be watching closely as Robbie Lawler takes on Rory McDonald for the welterweight championship. McDonald, a guy who some felt if George St. Pierre wasn't Canadian, maybe this guy would have had a title shot a few years ago. Who do you like in this fight and why?
Well, Rory McDonald would have had a title shot a couple years ago, and he wouldn't have gotten the title, that's for sure. What's unfortunate about McDonald is here's a guy who has all the tools, all the talent, none of the personality, and he's picking up right where BJ Penn left off in this laissez-faire attitude and, oh, I'm motivated for this fight. I wasn't motivated for that fight. Hopefully my head's in the game this time. If this kid can put it all together, if he's focused, if he's hungry, he's going to steamroll Robbie Lawler, who is a great fighter. Robbie Lawler is a fantastic striker. He's a veteran. He's got all the experience. The problem is the Robbie Lawler that we saw 5 years ago is the same Robbie Lawler we're going to see on Saturday night. Rory McDonald, the guy who got finished by Carlos Condit a few years back, is not the same fighter. The question is, will that evolution come across on Saturday night? Is he going to listen to his camp? He's got one of the best camps in MMA in TriStar. If he listens to his coaches, if he puts it all together, if he's actually motivated for this fight, I could very easily see a first-round submission.
Jesse, if I'm not mistaken, these guys met back in 2013. It sounds to me like McDonald is better than that first time around, and Lawler's the same old, same old. Am I reading that wrong?
No, that's a pretty good, that's an accurate description of what this fight boils down to. And that fight at UFC 167 is the fight that McDonald claims that he pretty much mailed it in during training camp. He mailed it in during the fight. And you know what? The results speak for themselves. He pretty much gave that fight away to Lawler, mm-hmm. played Lawler's game. If he does that in this fight, I don't expect anything different. If he does what he says he's going to do and not just play to Lawler's strengths, if he's going to be creative, he's going to mix things up, he's going to get the fight to the floor, then I think we see a new champion.
Interesting, you know, how he admits that he mailed it in. You know, at that point, I think he was on a five-fight win streak. Had just beat Jake Ellenberg and BJ Penn in his previous two fights. Did he ever go into reasons why he, quote, mailed it in?
You know, he's so wishy-washy that way, and it really bothers me when you hear a young fighter start talking like that. I can understand if it's a guy who's been in the game for 10 years, who's exhausted, he's burned out, he's fighting four times a year. I mean, here's McDonald. He's pretty much, the UFC loves this guy because they look at him as the successor to George St. Pierre. Mm-hmm. And I think we could all agree that the second St. Pierre stepped down, they were ready to put McDonald on the fast track to the title because the Canadian market is very, very important to UFC because of the fans, because of the revenue it generates. And let's face it, Rory McDonald has a chance to be a star. I don't think he's seizing the moment. I don't think he realizes that yet. I don't know if it's maturity. I don't know if it's experience in the fight game. But if he can put it all together and you know, he can do a little better on the microphone, I think he could really be something special.
Jesse, it's interesting what you said. When you talk about an heir to a guy like George St. Pierre and marquee value and all that, I guess you could say he was being honest. But when a guy says he kind of phoned it in, isn't that a big red flag for a guy who might carry the banner for a while?
I think that's the big question. Is this the guy that you want parading around the belt if you don't know what kind of, you don't know what Rory McDonald you're going to get from event to event? Are you going to get the superstar every time, or are you going to get BJ Penn? BJ Penn, another guy who was one of the greatest fighters of his generation. Sometimes he was in shape. Sometimes he wasn't. Sometimes he was motivated. Maybe I'll do it this time, maybe I won't. It's very frustrating, I'm sure, for UFC. It was super frustrating for fans. I know a lot of fans, especially the fans on our site, they want to see consistency. They want to see a guy who has the talent, has the tools. They want to see the drive.
Jesse Holland joins us. Jesse, every time you go into a card that has two belts on the line, although I know one's only an interim championship, sometimes some of the other main events get overlooked. Between the other three fights, which one are you looking forward to most?
Boy, I tell you, this is a great card from top to bottom. And I think the other fight that I'm looking forward to the most is probably, there's two. There's one on the prelims, Matt Brown versus Tim Means. I'd really like to see this one because is Matt Brown really that guy, or is Tim Means the next generation of welterweight contender? I think there's a big question mark there. I'm also interested to see, is Gunnar Nelson going to be able to put it all together? Stumbled a little bit last year, and he's facing a huge welterweight in Brandon Thatch. This guy is a devastating striker. I think if Nelson can withstand that striking and put together some kind of submission, I think the welterweight division is going to go very, very exciting in 2016. And I'll be honest with you, I could do without another Lawler-Hendricks fight or anybody Hendricks fight in 2016. I'd like to see some of these other guys get up there.
Having just said that, is there one of these bouts, and it sounds like you might have just talked about it, cliche is styles make fights. Regardless of the long-term projection of either guy in it, is there any of these that just stack up as a real barn burner style-wise?
style wise, you know what? It's I'm going to get a lot of heat for this one, but the John Howard versus Cathal Pendred fight, I think this one sticks out to me because Pendred is a guy who came off the Ultimate Fighter. He's got a couple of decisions that were really close, a couple of them controversial, and he has just been getting hammered by fans fight after fight after fight. And you know what? He's going out there and doing his job. He's taking fights on short notice, and he said specifically, he said, this is the fight. This is the fight that I silence everybody and show everybody that I'm for real. And he's facing a pretty tough guy, John Howard, who is a veteran. He's won some big fights. He upset Uriah Hall last year. I think this fight is going to surprise a lot of people, and it's one I'm interested in.
You mentioned Jones earlier, and only in the reference of signing the belt beforehand. What any rumblings you're hearing on the Jones front? You think he's going to fight anytime in the near future?
I don't think he'll fight again in 2015. I would be shocked if he didn't come back in 2016. I think it really all depends on how the district attorney wants to proceed. They're still trying to put together all their evidence from his alleged hit-and-run case in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Still a lot of pieces to this puzzle, but I think they're going to play out in Jones' favor. He's certainly going to get in trouble. He's certainly going to have a lot of making up to do, but I do expect him back in the cage in 2016. He's still training, still active in the gym. I think he's just they're keeping his feet warm until he comes back.
So, Jesse, which two guys will be walking out of the cage with belts around their shoulder or waist on Saturday night?
Chad Mendez, 5-round decision.
Wow.
Rory McDonald, 2nd-round submission. Thank you.
2nd-round sub. I love it. Jesse, appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the fights.
My pleasure.